and stats, and with our progress further. Thank you. And once again, sorry for the inconvenience caused, but I hope you had an election time in Parliament.
An election.
Mm. That's the time to lobby.
Honourable members, I think the members are all here. So let's start with the legacy report. We reconvene the Committee of Economic Development and I declare the meeting open. So the Committee of Economic Development. Let's start with the account of recent report. As circulated electronically 2 weeks ago to members, and we have also asked members in the meeting that we will do previous meetings that we will do this report. Grammatical errors in that, members, it will still go for editing and those. Page one.
I have marked all my things in red, so I can just send them through to Grace. But I did edit only the first 9 pages. For the rest, I don't take responsibility.
So can we accept the report then with the amendments? That
administration. Is it such a thing?
page 2. I'm just taking on the terminology. But I'm not going to be good about this. I'm going to send my amendment on to you.
No, because I think it should read better when we say the fourth administration or the fourth term. Political administration. I think that needs to change, please.
No, sir. We can still change that. But the intention is to mean the executive. But we can still change that and make it more simpler.
But remember, the executive has not appointed the, or have not established, it was the prerogative of the president to establish the departments.
Let me leave that, Chair, we'll change it, but
yeah.
I believe that is the head of the executive.
No, I agree, because look, the department was established before the executive was established. The department was established before any cabinet member was appointed to it. The department was first established, then a cabinet member was appointed to it. So it's not the executive that has established the department, this department. So it should read the 2009. In 2009, the president has established the Economic Development Department. I think that should read. It should read back, because the and go back again.
And then on page 3, I'm just trying to place now. The second paragraph, the last sentence in the second paragraph, infrastructure investment has the potential to drive economic growth. That is a repetition of the second last paragraph on page 2. So we don't have to repeat it. It needs editing by the committee staff properly.
Honourable members, the grammar and the editing will still be done. Just accept the report. I think before the report will be ATC'd. This grammar and editor edits, or the grammar and grammatics and all those things will have to be sorted out. So I would propose that we adopt a report, and they must clear the report of grammar and editing, grammar and proper editing. Honourable Nyambi.
Thanks, Chair. I wanted to propose that, because it won't be fair to ourselves and doing justice to the process if we're trying to deal with the grammar now. So let the relevant people deal with that and accept, not unless there's something that we see that is here that is not supposed to be here, then that would be something else.
Okay, members. So we can move ahead. Have you seen anything that's not supposed to be in the report?
Yes,
okay, I don't want to speak. Well, I thought you wanted to share with us also.
I will indicate.
We're busy with the report, so I've asked if there's anything that so that we can have a move on. I think the two of you need to invite each other for lunch and have your discussions there. Can we have a move on Honorable Ngambi and Sinclair on the report?
Yes, no, I will second this proposal too.
Oh, you'll second?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, members, thank you very much. The report has now been agreed to. We now call on the staff just to do the necessary errors and all that. Members, we some of the legislatures are still sitting in terms of the MPRDA, but we'll do the infrastructure development loan. Has anyone contacted Jamara? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're just waiting for our permanent delegate, just locating him from the Eastern Cape, and our procedural office from the National Council of Provinces. I thought it's only the politicians that is in election mode, Honorable Gamere. But I see election fever struck everyone.
waiting for people to come into the meeting.
Honourable members, staff and things, we can't wait any longer. They will have to find us along the way. If there's a matter of procedure, then you just stop or carry on until we verify the matter. The final mandates on the infrastructure development bill. Has everybody got the mandates from their respective provinces? We've got six mandates, members, so we can continue. Eastern Cape.
Chairperson, the province supports the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegate to the NCOP to vote in favour of the adoption of the bill. And this is version B49B.
Thank you, Honourable Fanya. Although the mandate is not here, but I'll call the province and they must just Free State.
Chairperson, the Free State is their meeting, so I don't have to confer the mandate in favor.
Okay. But they can still send the voting mandate. Gauteng. Okay. Let's look at Mariette.
chairperson, apparently the mandate is not signed yet, but they are still bringing it over. I don't know.
And they can still send a voting mandate also. KwaZulu-Natal?
They've just reported that it will be here by 1 o'clock.
Limpopo?
Thank you, Chairperson. Limpopo votes in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Honorable Tikhari. Pumalanga?
Thanks, Chair. Pumalanga vote in favor of bill number B-490.
Honorable Nyambi, Northern Cape?
The Northern Cape votes in favor of the bill, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sinclair. Northwest?
Thank you, Chairperson. Name of the bill, Chair. Infrastructure Development Bill, number of the bill, B-490-2013. Date of deliberation was then on 17th of March 2014. The Northwest Legislature vote in favor of the amendment of the Infrastructure Development Bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Northwest. Honorable Piketty. Western Cape, Infrastructure Development Bill, B49B. The Western Cape Provincial Parliament votes against the bill. Colleagues, we've got 5 provinces in favor of the bill. Eastern Cape, Limpopo,
I've got it, okay.
5 provinces has voted in favor of the bill, with the Western Cape against the bill, and therefore the bill will now be going to the NCOP to be passed in the House. DG, anything from your side?
Chairperson, I think just to express appreciation for the way in which the Select Committee and the provinces have handled this process. We have been through a very intense process. It has been a process in which the Department has gained a lot from the interaction, both in terms of the Select Committee and the public hearings in relation to it. But I think from our side, an appreciation of the manner in which the Select Committee has really mobilised the provincial legislatures to manage this process under extremely trying circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you, DG. Advocate Roda, nothing from your side? Nothing, Chairperson. Okay, Advocate Woods?
Nothing, Chairperson, thank you.
Advocate Snuts?
Nothing, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Better than this Pistorius case. Honorable Kamede?
Oh, Chair, I thought you'd say Advocate Kamede.
Oh.
Chair, I think we need to ask the DG to apologize to the DG that maybe her intentions won't be fulfilled with the department, since the Western Cape has voted against the infrastructure bill. Be that as it may, you still continue with your program and projects on infrastructure. And there will still be full benefit there.
Thank you very much. Nyambi? Oh, you're just looking at the distance.
I was looking at you, Chair, hoping that you'll guide us over getting to that phase where we'll deal with the plan moving forward after what has transpired today.
We'll do that. Let me just read the report. The Select Committee on Economic Development, having considered the subject of the Infrastructure Development Bill, B49B 2013, National Assembly, Section 76, referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the Bill B49B 2013. Report to be considered. Honourable members, DG, we will make a statement on the bill in the House. You are welcome to attend. The plenary will take place tomorrow. Is it in the morning?
In the morning.
So we make a statement on the... yes, ma'am? Oh. Are you sure? Because programs are quite packed. Let me see, I've received something from our office of the chief whip. No, it's settled for Wednesday morning, starting at 10. It's settled for tomorrow. Scheduled for tomorrow. Because we've got a tight program as well. So I don't think that Thursday will be also starting Thursday, the morning as well. So we've got a heavy, heavy workload sitting for how long in the day. So it will be a 10-minute statement that we will be doing in the NCOP. members and DG and the staff, thank you very much for taking us forward in the infrastructure development, for the coordination a part of that, of the bill, and for you guys as the Secretariat of Infrastructure Development, quite a lot of hard work is ahead of you, but we know that this legislation will benefit the people that it needs to be benefit in terms of infrastructure development. Thank you very much, TG, and Legal Eagles, thank you very much for that. You are excused.
Thank you.
MPRDA, how far are we with... we are just waiting on Gauteng. I've just submitted the mandate. We are just waiting for the signed copy. someone who put on roller skates to just go and fetch it for us. Please.
Thank you.
Members, it seems that the line from Gauteng is also in the snack. It's just waiting on Advocate Mariette.
Still not signed, Chief.
No, it's signed.
Is it?
Yeah. They've send a signed one, they scan a signed one and send it through. So
oh, Grace is still waiting for it outside.
Oh. Colleagues, we've got 5 mandates, but we haven't got enough to carry out over the threshold. 4 provinces are in favour and the one is against. So, if you can just give us another 5 minutes, I know you have been very lenient, members, we've got our threshold, so we can start. Honourable Cunningham? Have you got copies? Which copies have you got?
I'm looking at the top slide page, which we're talking about. I've only got 5 mandates, and not the 6 one that you...
Okay, let's just go through the provinces. Eastern Cape, you got that one?
Yeah.
Gauteng, we're waiting on now. Oh, Free State, sorry, have you got that one? You haven't got Free State.
Oh, I have.
Have you? Members, have you got Free State? Gauteng? We are waiting on Gauteng now. For KwaZulu-Natal, we are waiting. Limpopo, we are waiting. Mpumalanga, you got that? Northern Cape, you've got that. Four. Northwest, you've got that. Five. Western Cape. Six. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we start this. Eastern Cape.
Chairperson, we on bill 15B of 2013. The date of deliberation was the 24th of March. The vote of the legislature, this is a negotiating mandate. The province votes in favour of the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegate to the NCOP to negotiate in favour of the bill within the following parameters. Clause 18 of the bill, it is submitted that the amendment to section 23(2)(a) of the Principal Act removes the possibility that communities can participate in mining. B. It is submitted that the amendment to section 23(2)(b) of the Principal Act removes the clause which would have allowed the minister to require a mining company to address social and economic needs and challenges facing a community. It is therefore proposed that the original clause as introduced in Parliament be brought back. Clause 6, number 2, clause 65 of the bill. A. It is proposed that the right of the state to a 20% free carried interest in all new exploration rights be, and the following section is underlined, effective and executed after the commencement of the section. Number 3, general comments. A. The bill inserts the word where necessary in 16 places. This gives the applicant mining company and the regional manager of the Department of Mineral Resources the discretion to decide whether there must be a simultaneous application for water use licenses under the National Water Act. The authority of the Department of Water Affairs is undermined. My accentuation. It is proposed that the offending words where necessary be removed from the bill, and it's signed by our Chairperson, Honourable X. Pakati. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Cunningham. Please take, is the department here? PDG, why don't you take your seats up here? Don't hide, please. Come and face the meeting. You and your team. Where is your address, the rest of your team? Come take your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Face the music, please. Don't hide behind the legal eagles there. We will take all the mandates. Department, you must note, please, in the legal profession, you must note, please. We'll take all the mandates and And afterwards we will then ask you for your input and advice. Please stay.
This is a vote in favor of the Bill with the following amendments. 1. Section 23(1)(e), that the applicant has complied with the requirements of the prescribed social and labor plan, which shall receive every 18 months for duration of the mining rights, which means that they say that omit the waste provided for and the waste 5-year term and increase it 18 months. 2, Section 23(2)(a), by substitution for subsection 2A, if the applicant relates to the land occupied by the community, the minister must impose conditions to promote the rights and interests of the community, including conditions requiring the participation of the community. In other words, they say we must remove the words may, repeated with must, and the words such, and as are at the result in space with the weight underlying the chairperson. And 3, the joint checking mechanism of the of Parliament reclassifies the bill to be dealt with in terms of the 2 basics of the Constitution, homage classified, in the space with reclassified. The public supports the bill, signed by the chairperson, Major White. Thanks.
Thank you, how can Mr. Waitiman, KZN, Mr. Waitiman, KZN, Pumalanga?
Thanks, Chair. Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Rural Development and Land Administration, Economic Development, Environment and Tourism supports the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment B15B2013 and confers on the pension delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces, the Ministry, which in favor of the bill, taking into account the amendments proposed as follows, even though it's linked what has been said by Eastern Cape Chair, but I'll go through. Clause 18, amendment of Section 23 of 28 of 2002, as amended by Section 19 of Act 49 of 2008. On page 15, clause 18(2)(a), retain the deleted words as contained in the bill as follows. 2A, if the application relates to the land occupied by a community, the minister may impose such conditions as are necessary to promote the rights and interests of the community, including conditions requiring the participation of the community. On page 15, let me correct it, it's not page 13, Chair. DDG, you must note it so that when you respond to it, we're dealing on page 15, not page 13, to be precise. Clause 18 to retain clause 18(2)(a), B as it was in the bill 15, 2013, namely the minister may then say must, having regard to the nature of the minerals in question, take into consideration the provision of section 28, and B, after taking into consideration the socio-economic challenges or needs of the particular area or community, direct the holder of a mining right to address those challenges or needs. And it has been signed by our Honorable Chairperson, Ne Mahlobo Khwane. Thanks, Chairperson.
Northern Cape.
Chairperson, the Northern Cape provincial legislature that followed through the due processes, which included the briefing by myself and the department, public hearing on the 19th.
introduced by the National Union of Mine Workers. There is no formal proposed amendments to the bill. So in terms of that, Chairperson, the committee recommended to the House to mandate the permanent delegate to participate in the deliberations and to support the bill. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Sinclair. Northwest.
Water number six, water utilizations are not indispensable if the mine gets water from a municipality sewage plant, and water use license will only be necessary if the groundwater is going to be used. 7. The phrase water use license is so where necessary, placed in the Act, implies that parallel applications for the water use licenses become discretionary according to the views of the Department of the Mineral Resources of the mining company. Therefore, the authority of the Department of Water Affairs is undermined. We propose amendments to Clause 56 as far as water license is concerned. The Northwest voted in favor of those amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy. While they are distributing something, let me read the Western Cape. Mineral Petroleum Resources Development Amendment Bill, B15D 2013, date of deliberation 19 March 2014. The Standing Committee on Agriculture and Environmental Planning report that it confers on the Western Cape Permanent Delegate in the NCOP the authority not to support the bill with the attached amendments. The attached amendments are as follows. The Mineral A, Mineral Petroleum Resources Amendment Bill. The bill is a technical amendment bill requiring expert consultations and input. The bill consists of 84 clauses and 44 pages.
Supports the bill, but it doesn't give any amendments, the same as the
page 5 does.
Page 4, I see
page 4, recommendation.
There's 4 and 5. Okay, colleagues, can we just have Honorable Flemingham?
Are we missing a page on the housing mandate?
The
front
to.
Page is not available.
What do you mean, front page? No, this is not the front page. This is the front page. You have made copies of this. Members, have you got copies of this?
Yes, we do, Chief.
No, we don't.
hasn't got copies of this? Two members. Three. Honourable St. Clair?
Okay, I've got 5 pages of the same front page, so maybe.
Honourable St. Clair, can you share the 5 pages?
Yeah. I will say, but not honourable for London, but to get one.
Why? Because I haven't gone to that party or what?
All right, colleagues, it's the first time in the House to debate that. Let's focus on the committee. Where's my door? Is my phone with my one? Okay. Thank you. Members on page 4. The other pages process, the report, the principle, the social impact assessment, public submissions, the committee recommendations that the deletion of any of party, in brackets, any interested as containing clause 11 of the bill, proposed to amend section 16 of the Principal Act. Undermines the principles of administrative justice provided for in section 33 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1996, and limits the constitutional guarantee for any interested party to litigate on behalf of those that act for themselves. The next bullet is that the deletion of the word does not interested, does include interested parties who are constitutional protected. The definition of affected party in a strict sense of the word does not include interested parties, therefore that constitutionally enshrines benefits is limited. It is also our view that the party can be interested without being affected. It is therefore our submission that the phrase interested not be deleted as proposed. That the wording of the proposed section 86A Subsection 1 of the Principal Act, Clause 65 of that bill, introduces an ambiguity in relation to state participation on exploration and production rights. Next bullet point, that the proposed Section 23.2A of the Act, Clause 18B of the bill, which delete the words, including conditions, the deletion of the words, in brackets, including conditions requiring the participation of the community, close brackets, in land occupied by a community will result in communities no longer having the possibility of becoming shareholders in mining companies on their land. The Economic Development Portfolio Committee supports the principle and details of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment Bill, B15B 2013. Concerns were, however, raised by the committee on the inadequate time frame given to provinces to process the bill. That's the committee's concern, but they support the bill. Okay, then that's the lot of the provinces. Let me hand over to the legal people. Then I'll hand over to the department after that. So, department, you want to come in first? Department, yeah. Okay. Seems to me the department is not ready yet. Let me hand it over to the legal people and then the department can then. The DDG is still has still got Northwest team. Marketsi, what have you done to the DDG? He's still got Northwest team, human team.
Yeah.
Okay. I kept him up very late. Advocate Miller and Advocate Swartz.
Thank you, Chief.
Hercules.
Thank you, Chief. Honourable members. I think the first comment from our side with regard to the proposed
the issue raised under the particular clause is concern in respect of consultation. And I think it's important to note that the section 2A under clause 18, the amendment under section 2 capital A basically excludes the word including conditions requiring participation of the community. But it's also important just to read the word left, and may I just read that to the committee. If the application relates to the land occupied by the community, the minister may impose such conditions as are necessary to promote the rights and interests of the community. So in essence, that already captures the concern relating to communities. And in addition to that particular process, there's also an amendment with regard to Section 107 of the Principal Act. Section 107 of the Principal Act provides for the powers of the minister to make regulations. And that particular section is found on 477 of the law. And there's also a new provision which have been included. It's under paragraph C, under clause 77. The new paragraph JB, JC, relates to JD, Roman 1, relates to the manner and form in which interested and affected persons may be informed of an application of the right in terms of this act, and Roman 2, the manner and form of consultation required for such interested and affected persons. And in addition to that, in paragraph D, under clause 77, the minister must, when making regulations as provided for in terms of subsection 1JA and C, JC, consult with affected stakeholders. So the scheme for consultation is covered sufficiently in my view today with regard to the concerns of the community. And also section 2A as it stands also captures the rights and interests of community that must be taken into account when the minister imposes conditions. There is another issue with regard to consultation with communities in respect of, but that's under clause 11 of the bill. We I'm just going to get the correct reference. There's clause 11, that's the amendment of section 16. And it's under the northwest, where the words any interested and have been taken out. But it's important to note, Chair, when one looks at the consultation with interested parties and the whole consultation process, one must take into account section 10 of the Principal Act. And section 10 on page 8 of the bill, in clause 6, deals with consultation with interested and affected parties. There is the more, it's a wider consultation process. But once we get to section 16, it's a more focused consultation process. And in this regard, with regard to who will be consulted would be the landowner and lawful occupier and an affected party. So in this instance, under clause 11, the consultation process is more focused, and in our view, that is the concern has been captured there. The other concern relate to the references to water legislation, where the words were necessary. One must also remember, Chair and Honourable Members, that this bill is part of a integrated system. It provides for an integrated licensing system. It speaks to environmental matters, it speaks to water matters, but it should not take over other legislation. It's basically an alignment, and so whenever it's necessary, the words basically mean that then permission must be sought under
the water legislation, national water legislation. So it's basically to clarify that. So it's not, it doesn't have the effect of undermining the national water legislation. With regard to clause 65, which deals with state participation, I just want to get to that page. The proposal was that, I'm trying to find the proposed amendment there, Chair, under clause 65. Yeah, it's under the Eastern Cape. The province of the Eastern Cape have a proposal to add the words effective and executed after commencement of the section. But if one read section 86.1 of the new clause 65, basically it's really unnecessary to have those words. Because as it reads now, the state has, through the designated organ of state, a right to a 20% free carry in all new exploration and production rights. Now, this last part is important. From the effective date of such rights. Now, these rights will be effective from the date of the commencement of this particular, when this bill is in force. So if we read the proposal, it's actually unnecessary to have effective and executed after commencement of the section. It doesn't really add anything to chair, basically, as far as that is concerned. Those were the issues which I have picked up under the proposed amendments. There's another chair proposed amendment under section 23.1e. Just going to find that in the bill before the committee at the moment. 23.1e, that's also clause 18. That's on page 15. E. Basically, makes reference to the time period of 5 years. Currently, we have the period of 5 years that's required for the prescribed social and labour law labour plan, which must be reviewed every 5 years. They ask for a shorter period, and I think from a policy perspective, it's a 5 year period would be more adequate for the purposes of reviewing the prescribed social and labour plan. So from policy perspective, it would be better to have a 5 year term in that regard. The correction with regard to the JTM's classification, that can be, it has been classified, but the parliamentary law advisor will probably speak to that particular issue. Chief, that is all for that is my input at this stage. With regard to the constitutional rights, with regard to fair administrative action, we have taken into account the consultation, Chair, and the consultation in our view is adequately provided in accordance with the Constitution. If you look at the consultation scheme that is provided for in the Act with regard to the processing of application, and in addition to that, the Minister's powers to make regulations with regard to specific matters that would be, and the manner how consultation will be taken into effect. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate Swartz.
Thank you, Chair. There's just a few things which I want to highlight, which those things that I agree with my colleague, I won't repeat. But the things I don't agree with, I will highlight in my submission. Firstly, Chair, is the issue on the submission on the communities that the Minister can include conditions for the communities to participate. I think that submission comes through most of the mandates that came through. Here, emphasis has been placed on the fact that even though it's not limited by not having that, but emphasis is placed on the Minister to also consider a condition that communities can participate when it comes to the application, that provision relates to the application for mining rights. So the Minister can also, in addition to that, consider the community, the intersect communities to participate. And even though it's not limited for the, as it reads now, it's, that possibility is not excluded. But I think to have it there would that would place an emphasis on the minister's the possibility for the minister to do that. Then, in relation to the classification, the proposal about reclassified, that's related to the memo, and the JTM never classified the policy section 75. It has always been a section 76. So to have the proposal to reclassify wouldn't be correct. My next proposal related to that's it. Thank you, Chair.
Patrick Adali. Should I call in our senior counsel advocate to TDG Musa?
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. Perhaps we are fully in support of the explanatory notes advised by the State Law Advisor. Perhaps a point of emphasis is that under Section 1 of the Bill, Section 7, this is specifically in dealing with a common submission relating to the removal in respect of participation of communities, that in the definitions, this act explicitly includes the amended broad-based socio-economic empowerment charter for the South African mining industry. And the definition of ownership in the charter, that is the broad-based socio-economic empowerment charter, explicitly states that ownership has to be three-tiered. That is the entrepreneur, the workers, and communities. And therefore, it is our submission that this bill does not remove any possibility of community participating. In fact, it emphasizes community participation as it is explained in the mining charter, and the mining charter is included explicitly in the ambit of this act. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Musa. Honourable members, Eastern Cape, Albert Sinclair.
Chair, with your permission, can I just raise the issue about the tagging? And it also came up during our procedure in the province. Now, I don't know, and I'm raising it specifically regarding the remarks that Kurt Swartz made. In terms of the parliamentary procedure that reflected in the bill on page 48, it says that the State Law Advisors and the DMR are of the opinion that the bill must be dealt with in accordance with the procedure established by Section 75 of the Constitution, since it contains no provision which the procedure set out in Section 75 or 76 of the Constitution. But then they jump to 4.3, and it says the joint tagging mechanism of Parliament classified the bill to be dealt with in terms of Section 76 of the Constitution. Now, I don't know where the legal advisors advised that it must be 75, but the tagging procedure then jumped to 76. How do you bring those two together?
So the reason why I'm laughing, Honourable Sinclair, is that, I mean, you are supposed to know that the State Law Advisor and the Department, they don't tag. bills. That's not their duty. They can air their opinion. But the tagging of bills are with the Joint Tagging Mechanism Committee, which includes the Presidium of Parliament and the Parliamentary Law Advisors. They do the tagging. But let Advocate Swartz answer.
Thank you, Chair. That's correct, as the Chair said, the Department and the State Law Advisor can only propose, that's why it says propose, and then on the introduced version, it says it's a proposed Section 75. Once it's in the parliamentary sphere, it's sent to the JTM, and then the JTM asks for our office for an opinion. Now, office was of the view that this bill is a Section 76 bill because of the beneficiation provisions in there, which impacted on trade. And we said, we gave our opinion in that regard. And based on that opinion, the JTM then tagged the bill of Section 76. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. You're clear now, Nicholson, right? Thank you very much. You can now trade with diamonds in the Northern Cape. Eastern Cape?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm a little bit concerned about a couple of things, and I'm not quite satisfied that the ownership clause is going to protect the communities and give them their rightful participation. Because we talk here about interested and affected parties, we're talking about community participation, and it looks as though more and more rights are being given to the minister. There's, for instance, 30 instances where the minister has the right to rule by regulation, and the where necessary carries on with that, where it gives you the regulatory uncertainty rather than the rule of law, and it worries me a bit. The community share, I hope, is properly covered, because I'm not sure that if the community cannot participate in the situation, that they will be able to, or will be satisfied, or that they won't be done in the whole situation. There are other issues in the bill that didn't even come up in the mandates, which concern me seriously, and I'm worried about investment. I'm worried about the oil and gas drilling operations, where the state is getting 100% right to continue. It's a big problem. If we carry on, it infers that lower prices must be given to manufacturers for coal, for instance. That means the mining industry must support the manufacturing industry. I'm done on that one.
I don't want to be left behind. I'm really interested in participating in this one. But I'm a little bit confused. If you can assist me, where we are in terms of this agenda, because when we started, you said we have to stick on what has been set up by our provinces, and from there, they're not going to get the responses. So now I'm missing something. So assist me so that I can understand whether we're still in line with what we're supposed to be discussing.
We are giving the chance to the provinces on the responses of the State Law Advisor, the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, and the department, if everything has been adequately covered. Because remember, this must all go back to the provincial legislatures with the minutes, with the responses. So they must then make a decision. Do they want it for the final mandate and the voting mandate?
That's my point, Chair. Even if I've got a particular mandate from a province, that might be different from my party. Am I allowed to voice my opinion or opinion of my party?
No.
That's what you're saying.
No, you can't. Look, this is a, if your province has mandated you, it's your provincial mandate, not your party mandate. As I've said from the start, party mandates or party views and that should then be dealt with at the provincial level.
If I had chair.
Yeah. Okay. Honourable Verlinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. When we did oversight in the Eastern Cape in the Chris Hani district, we, you know, where they started the coal mining and the fact that it's not working, this ownership issue really concerns me because we were explicitly told, how do you mine on community land? And where does the money go? We have the same problem at Alex Kor in the Richtersveld. I'm going to leave you with that. Then there are a number of issues where I question the short-term 50-meter sprint on forcing the bill through and the procedural issues that have not been followed properly. I really question the public participation matter as in terms of section 118 of the Constitution.
Fallinger,
I don't believe the public has fair access to it.
Can I stop you there, please? Honourable Fallinger, please. We have, you know, you show blatantly disrespect and, I mean, and it's not, I don't think, if you want to play party politics, you are free to go and do it somewhere else. But we have, I have made a ruling to say that no party politics, your province. So we will send the response to your province and they must then respond on that. Thank you. Free State, recovered?
Yeah, Chairman, I think you are adequately covered by the comment by the department and the state of advice, as they said. The proposals, as they said, by the Free State. And I see two other provinces there, but they said the bill covers those concerns adequately. So I will take it further than that.
Thank you, Honorable Nguni. Okay. We will send the minutes and everything through to Gauteng, and they must then comment on that in the final mandate. KwaZulu-Natal, they're still busy. Mpumalanga?
We have noted the response from what we heard has been proposed by the province, so we'll take it back to the province and take it from there.
Thank you. Kumulanga, Northern Cape? Nothing.
No, Chairperson. I get paid to speak, Chairperson, so I'll speak.
No. If there is no mandate, then if there's nothing that needs to change, it just says the legislature votes in favor of the bill. It doesn't state with a mandate or so.
Yeah, but Chairperson, you.
But I'm giving you the right to speak.
Yeah.
Remember, you get paid to speak, but I regulate you to speak here.
Yeah.
You may speak on the rules and
Chairperson, the last time I checked, the Northern Cape was one of the mining provinces in South Africa that matters, not like the Eastern Cape and these other provinces. But, Chairperson, the important points that came out during the discussion, which is not necessarily reflected in the negotiating mandate, is the issues about creating a sustainable and credible regulatory framework. Mm-hmm. And there was a very strong emphasis on the fact that the province really hopes that it will achieve it. And then secondly, Chairperson, is the issue about beneficiation, which also links to the whole concept of the social and labour plan. So in terms of that, the Northern Cape supports the bill and really hopes that the wealth of the province will be utilised to the benefit of all involved, including the rural communities. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Sinclair. Northwest.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I'm covered about the responses given to the Northwest by legal advisors and also by the department, especially with regard to consultation and also with regard to the mining charter. Thank you.
Western Cape. covered. Thank you very much. Colleagues, department, that state law advisors, that then brings us to the negotiating mandates. It will be sent back to the provinces. We've got our final mandate meeting tomorrow. Public participation in that provinces has indicated that they have done adequate and they've given adequate timely notice about public participation. They've received submissions and everything. So I don't think we've got the right to prescribe to provinces to say that you have not done X, Y, Z. That's not within our mandate. We have been mandated by provinces to carry out their mandate here in the national sphere of government. So if you've got any questions relating to how your province dealt with this, please go back to your province, permanent delegates, and deal with them on that level there. Also to other interested parties that wants to do submissions, do it through the provincial legislatures. We have advised a lot of people to do it through the provincial legislatures, and because it's a Section 76 bill, and the provinces has got the final say. There must still be final mandates and voting mandates being presented to us, which when we deliberate on the bill or whatever we do on the bill, in the House, the provincial delegations will then be empowered to vote in favor or against the bill. So, DDG, anything from your side?
We thank you, Honorable Chair, and Honorable Members for the opportunity, and we are here and seeking your guidance. Thank you very much.
Advocate Atlas?
Nothing, Chair, thank you.
Advocate Swartz?
Nothing, Chair, thank you.
Okay. Advocate Ari? Members?
Chairperson, do you think this bill will stand constitutional muster?
That's a question that has to be asked. But if the provinces, look, Honorable Falim, you know what I don't understand? You come from a province, you represent the province. Now, that is the question we should have asked the province, because they've got their legal people in the province as well. The office of the premiers, legal people are there, everyone is there. So, I don't want to go into dialogue or a debate. It's a question that you, as a permanent delegate of the Eastern Cape, should ask the Eastern Cape. I've engaged my province, and they said that they are not supporting the bill. And that's it. They've given me reasons, and I've accepted that, and I've brought that reasons into my mandate. Members, I'm not going to take a dialogue on it or debate on it. The final mandates will be discussed or dealt with tomorrow after the plenary. If there's anything that you need to discuss it with your provinces. Feel free, you are a provincial delegate from your province, so you've got the right of way to approach your premier, the chairperson, the speaker, or whoever in your province to approach, and then please bring with it. The members, are we accepting the negotiating mandates? Eastern Cape? Let me go through province by province. Eastern Cape?
Well, I want the amendment of the Eastern Cape in the law. I want it amended, please. Sorry, I want it amended, please, because the amendment of the Eastern Cape comes through with all the other provinces. And the legal, the gift is said, each province has got a legal department and we must work it through there. So it's clear, the concern is there. We should make the necessary amendments.
I don't know. Honorable Fandingen, I mean, you have been in the National Council of Provinces for 5 years. and to now wake up and do political egg dance is not going to assist us. It's not going to take us forward as well. Your province has voted in favor of the bill with the parameters, and we will then send this thing through to your provinces, as I've explained. And let me say, 5 provinces in actual fact has accepted the mandate, and we've given the provinces the chance to respond, and the provincial delegates has responded. So with that, the mandate has been accepted. Honourable Sinclair?
Yeah, no, I really like Honourable Van Langen. But procedurally, she's wrong. She can't come now and motivate to say, but because of the Eastern Cape put forward certain amendment, it must be dealt with in the bill. Many other provinces put forward proposed amendments, and the legal advisors responded to that. And that's the point.
Colleagues, that's why I said the minutes of this meeting, the proposals, the answers, what the legal advisors, the department gives, must go back to the provinces. And then the provinces, in formulating the final mandates, will make a decision. We can't make a decision here on behalf of our provinces with final mandates. It's unconstitutional if we do that. Unprocedural and unconstitutional. And that's why the minutes and the submissions must go back to the provinces, because the provinces has given us that mandate. Am I right, Honourable? I mean, Advocate Aruk. Great. Honourable, I want to close, members. Honourable Nyambi?
Yeah, before we close, Chair, I want to raise 2 things that are very important. The first one is in relation to what you have done today, what you display to us. You are our chairperson of this select committee, and you are coming from a province that gave you a mandate to vote against. And you led us by example. You never even tried to manipulate the mandate of that province, irrespective of the party that you are coming from, that I know that is not believing in what you are raising us. The second point that is very important is that once you raise amendments and you take it out of the context of what is the position of the province? I mean, you use Eastern Cape as an example. The basis is that they are supporting the bill, then there were some amendments. But if you don't want to take it to context and you want to create an impression that there was a serious problem about the bill, then that is wrong. So let's learn how you have conducted yourself. You decided to give us what is the position of your province you are coming from, what is the mandate that they gave you, irrespective whether you believe it's right or wrong. So that's what you have to do. It does not play party politics. We know it's election time, we're not dealing more, but that is not time for that.
Okay. Well, let me start by thanking everyone present here today, and we will then debate, or whatever the case may be, statement or debate, the thing on Thursday at plenary. And we will await the final mandate, and the meetings are tomorrow after the plenary of tomorrow. We don't know what time plenary will end. What time will it end? 5, 6. Should be around about 5 or 6. We will then start our final mandate meeting. It's quite a long agenda that we've got on our funding. So thank you very much. This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
So basically, the real story is only tomorrow.
Hmm?
The real story is only tomorrow. For
what's the chimney? That's all the kind of